We started the week with a conversation with a neuroscientist who was the keynote speaker at the recent harm reduction conference. Since then, those advocating for harm reduction in Hawaii through a hui of 25 local organizations and LEAD, which stands for Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion, sat down with the deputy managing director of the city and county of Honolulu and a representative from HPD. We're circling back this morning to see how that meeting went and where harm reduction leadership could go from here. Chris Nurup is the LEAD National Support Director at the Public Defender Association in Seattle, Washington. He's been here for the conference and this week joins us today. Thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
You're from Seattle, where all of this began, and you've traveled to other places where harm reduction movement has been growing. How does what you see in Hawaii and what you've been experiencing over this last week compare to other places, including Seattle?
I'd say it's really quite impressive. The service environment here is very rich, much richer than I've seen it in other places. So in terms of implementing a program like law enforcement assisted diversion, which relies on very good services, I think the infrastructure here is well set up. I haven't sat in on the HUI yet. It's going to happen later this afternoon, and I'm certainly looking forward to that. And it looks like there is sufficient political will and leadership to bring this about.
So the service providers and what you see in terms of the range of services in Hawaii is more than what you've experienced even in Seattle?
Well, Seattle's a little bit richer, for sure, because we've got a much longer history of doing stuff like that. But Hawaii is much better positioned than many of the locations that we've worked with.
Why? Where,
For example, much better than Santa Fe, New Mexico, or Albany, New York, or Fayetteville, North Carolina, which are some of the other jurisdictions that we've worked with. And I think it's because there's been good leadership here, and people of good faith have really been working hard on these issues for several years.
And the composition of the people themselves, I mean, we always talk about how Hawaii is a very different environment than Fayetteville, than Albany, than Santa Fe.
Well, I think that people with a real vision and fortitude who have been working hard on these issues. I mean, obviously, there are issues here that are somewhat unique. And I know that the housing issue is something that is really very significant and will be a big hurdle to overcome. But that's true in other locations as well.
So at this point, what do you see going forward that looks like a prudent course of action? That's doable. That's really doable.
So I think for a situation like Hawaii, specifically here in Honolulu, if they were able to get the police department and the prosecutors and other relevant stakeholders to all agree to move forward with law enforcement assisted diversion, picking a specific neighborhood to pilot it in and starting off relatively small and then building it to scale over time would be the best course of action.
You're really talking about how do you address those low-level drug and addiction crimes,
Exactly. Prostitution,
things that don't necessarily have to wind up in jail, or according to many local advocates here, certain notable ones who've said that's where we should have gone a long time ago.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crazy to deal with this through the criminal justice system. Dealing with behavioral health issues such as substance use or mental health through the criminal justice system is not just not effective, it's actually counterproductive, and it worsens the situation in many cases. I've spoken with sheriffs who run jails in parts of the U.S. who say, I became a sheriff to deal with public safety, not to be a social worker or a mental health counselor. I'm not trained to do that. I don't know how to do it, and I know I'm making the situation worse by putting people in jail.
And having the revolving door of in and out and in and out and in and out.
Absolutely. And it makes communities unsafer. Because
and costs them a lot of money.
And costs a lot of money.
At this point, when we have a change of administration happening in less than 2 days, and looking at some of the issues that LEAD and other organizations, certainly some of the HUIs, some of the members of the HUI in town are deeply concerned about where money is going to come from and how they're going to be able to move forward. Does this make you feel like you have to sort of dig into the trenches a little bit more strongly?
Yes. The one nice thing about LEAD is that it can all be done at the local level. Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, doesn't matter who's president or attorney general, they cannot tell a local police department or a local prosecutor who they have to arrest and who they have to prosecute. This change can all be done at the flip of a switch at the local level. The funding is an issue that is of critical concern. We use Medicaid dollars, Affordable Care Act, to pay for the chemical dependency treatment, mental health, and regular health care of individuals who are in LEAD. That is in severe jeopardy.
And in Hawaii, that could be a very big issue.
Absolutely.
So on one hand, there's the opportunity for Hawaii to stand with its ideas and values, depending upon whatever they may be, or to take this on as a state initiative or as a city and county initiative throughout the state. On the other hand, there's going to be always that issue of money.
Of how to pay for it and how to leverage those resources. And that's something that we will be looking at with many of the jurisdictions that we're working with. So, for example, in Albany and New Mexico, they are also using Medicaid dollars to pay for the rich array of services for folks that are diverted into LEAD. And it's a conversation that's going to happen.
What are the alternatives? I mean, you're talking about private foundations, additional monies that are brought in?
Private foundations or leveraging in some areas. So, for example, the state of Oregon actually has what they call a justice reinvestment system, where if local jurisdictions can prevent people from going into the criminal justice system, they can get that savings back.
Well, we had that, too. We haven't seen the kind of success that was sort of promised with that, but certainly the road has been paved.
Aha. I was not aware of that. So that's definitely something to try and leverage some of those dollars back. Locally in Seattle and King County in Washington, we have a 0.1% sales tax, which is dedicated to mental illness and drug dependency. It's something that locally we voted to enact, and that is what's paying for LEAD right now.
We already have part of our GET in Honolulu, on Oahu, going to the rail. People have tried other additions to that for very important purposes, education, et cetera, but those have failed.
Uh-huh.
Is there a way that you think that we need to look at this differently, perhaps, than we have in past? Because people hear any sort of addition and think, okay, it's another tax.
Right.
But what's the alternative? You're going to pay for it one way or the other is what I'm really hearing.
Exactly. And so one of the things that I would bring up that I've learned from the several days that I've been here and talking with local stakeholders is that there is very serious conversation about building a new jail. And this was something that we were facing in Seattle when we were considering implementing law enforcement-assisted diversion. And it turned out that we only needed to reduce the average daily jail population by a relatively small percent to get away with not building a new jail. And that created the incentive and to both go ahead and do LEAD, but also to provide financial support for it. It's cheaper than building a new jail.
Ours is crumbling. There are issues with that, too. But you're saying that in terms of what kind of jail you might build, who is housed where.
Exactly.
And we've been dealing with that and having conversations. And through what you've been telling us now, no doubt more of them will come. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Chris Nurup is the LEAD National Support Director at the Public Defender Association in Seattle. Again, LEAD stands for Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion. He's worked on LEAD program design and implementation since 2009 and has done technical assistance for jurisdictions interested in implementing their own LEAD projects. He came to Honolulu to participate in the recent harm reduction conference and the meetings afterward, including with the HUI of 25 organizations later today.